At this time, we will have our responsive reading. You should find a Three Forms of Unity booklet on either side of your bench, and we will read today Lord's Day number 22. Lord's Day 22 is found on page 31 and is really the last two phrases of the Apostles' Creed. What are the promises of the gospel? Well, it believes all that God has revealed to us in His Word and provides us with what we need for life, for salvation. The last two phrases of the Apostles' Creed say the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And so we are looking at what is sometimes called the eschatology, or maybe personal eschatology. What do we believe is going to happen to us after this life? You know, we I think in common parlance that we go to heaven. Well, you dig a little bit deeper and you see, well, there's this interim state where we have a taste of heaven, but that the fullness of it won't come until Christ returns and He reorders the brings the new heavens and the new earth, wherein our bodies will rise from the graves where they are buried and be reunited again with our souls. Well, we will read questions and answers 57 and 58. I'll read the question, we'll read the answers together. What comfort do you receive from the resurrection of the body? That not only my soul after this life be immediately taken up to Christ its head, but also that this my body, raised by the power of Christ, shall be reunited with my soul and made like the glorious body of Christ. What comfort do you receive from the article, life everlasting? That inasmuch as I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, I shall, after this life, possess complete blessedness, such as eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, therein to praise God forever. When we speak about end time questions, discussions, there are many who have strong convictions about how things are going to go at the end. Well, the rule of thumb is the analogy of Scripture, that what we see in the Word generally taught is that which we are to understand and receive. For instance, if you look just at Revelation chapter 20, it speaks of this thousand-year reign, and if you try to fit everything in history to those ends, it becomes a pretty confusing matter. But if you let the teachings of Christ, the fullness of Old and New Testament, be the controller, then we see that, well, what the Bible says is that when Christ returns, that will be the end. Then will come the judgment. And so we would believe that this thousand-year reign is what we're in the middle of right now. Does Christ have all power and authority now? The answer is yes. He is now on His throne. He is never going to have more power, greater name, or more authority than He possesses right now. Think of the Great Commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Ephesians chapter 1. He's been given a name, a throne, a kingdom greater than any ever. And of course, it is He who will come. And so when we speak about these end time questions, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting, we are looking beyond life as we know it to the world and to the life that is to come. I've been putting in the parallel passages from the Three Forms of Unity on the back of the bulletins, and I just want to read the first paragraph there, and we'll just count that as our explanation. What do we believe about the end, the last judgment? Well, finally, we believe, according to the Word of God, when the time appointed by the Lord, which is unknown to all creatures, is come and the number of the elect complete, that our Lord Jesus Christ will come from heaven corporeally and visibly as he ascended with great glory and majesty to declare himself judge of the living and of the dead, burning this old world with fire and flames to cleanse it. Then all men will personally appear before the great judge, both men and women and children that have been from the beginning of the world to the end, being summoned by the voice of the archangel with the trumpet of God. And, what goes into all that? You know, is there a time as the end is approaching? Well, what we do know is that the last days are the days in which we live. The days between the first coming of Christ and the final coming of Christ. And we are to live mindful that his return will be, as 2 Thessalonians says, will come as a thief in the night. And of course, the point is, be ready. Live lives of integrity, of earnest devotion to the Lord our God.